In this first round, we are going to deal with the disbelief that comes up as soon as we set a big income goal. To get started, I want you to say out loud, "I can't achieve this goal," while you're really tuning into the number that you've chosen, your income goal. As you say, "I can't achieve this goal," I want you to measure on a scale of 1 to 10 how true that feels. Not how true you want it to be, but how true it feels. And we'll start here with this belief in whether or not our goal is even remotely possible. This is usually one of the first pieces of resistance that shows up when we have an outrageous goal. Starting at the karate chop point, even though part of me does not fully believe my goal is even remotely possible, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though part of me does not fully believe that my income goal of blank money per year is possible, I accept all of me. Even though part of me does not believe my goal is possible, I accept how I feel about it and who I am. Eyebrow point, it's impossible. Side of the eye, no way. Under the eye, no how. Under the nose, it's crazy, it's too big. Chin point, this goal is too big. Collarbone point, I can never earn that much. Top of the head, who would ever pay me that much? Eyebrow point, it's impossible. Side of the eye, I know it's impossible. Under the eye, I believe that this is impossible. Under the nose, it's way too big. Chin point, it's too big for the law of attraction. Collarbone point, no one has ever made this much money. Top of the head, well, some people have. Eyebrow point, but not me. Side of the eye, not in a million years. Under the eye, it's impossible. Under the nose, and I can predict the future with accuracy. Chin point, and I know what's going to happen. Collarbone point, and I'm telling you, there's no way this is possible. Top of the head, there's no way this will ever come to pass. Take a nice deep breath. I want you to re-rate that belief. Make sure you go back and record the number above and redo these steps until your belief or your disbelief comes down. It feels a little bit lighter, feels a little bit more believable. We really don't want to move on to the positive round until we get to a 2 or a 3 with the disbelief. Use the workbook space that's provided to really identify the thoughts and the feelings, especially any memories that come up, so you can work on those individually. Moving on to the positive round with the power reframe. Back to the karate chop point. Even though part of me does not fully believe my goal of blank money per year, I choose to be open to the limitless possibilities of the universe. Far beyond what I can currently see. I somehow have faith that everything needed to accomplish this goal will surprise me by occurring in the right way at the right time. I recognize that the universe is bigger than what I can currently see. That the possibilities are bigger than what I can currently imagine. Eyebrow point, I still don't believe it's completely possible. Side of the eye, I mean, it still seems crazy. Under the eye, but I'm choosing to be open. Under the nose, to the limitless possibilities of the universe. Chin point, far beyond what I can currently see. Collarbone point, I am somehow having faith. Under the arm, that everything I need to accomplish this goal, top of the head, will surprise me by occurring in the right way at the right time. Eyebrow point, isn't it wonderful when resources appear? Side of the eye, impossible things happen every day. Under the eye, what if I could just open myself up to the possibility? Under the nose and focus on it with a positive intent. Chin point, allowing it to come into my reality. Collarbone point, as crazy as that sounds. Under the arm, maybe I choose to be crazy. Top of the head, yes, I choose to be crazy. And take a nice deep breath.